Welcome to another post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, April 13th, 2025. The Hoosiers even the series at Illinois on Saturday with an all-around great performance, including another dominant turn from righty grad student Cole Gilley and a multi-hit day from freshman Hogan Denny. The media spoke with Gilley, Denny, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the game.
Cole, you're kind of approaching elite territory here in how you have been, how effective you've been in Big Ten play. What's working for you right now?
It's just being prepared, taking each day, trying to get better each and every day, even in practice, like taking every rep during practice like it's going to help you win a championship. Stad's been calling a great game behind the plate, and I mean, defense is playing really well, so it's you have a lot of confidence that you can just throw your best stuff in the middle of the plate and you're going to get outs with the defense behind you. Like the first inning, there was three pop flies or whatever it was, but it's just using the defense and not trying to do too much.
Obviously, before the season we talked and you said it was a dream come true to play for IU. Have you taken any time at all to reflect this season about what the season has meant to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Like like I said, it's always been a dream come true to play here, and just being able to represent Indiana across your chest is something I dreamed of, and I take that every day to practice. Like it's an honor to be able to wear Hoosiers across your chest or Indiana across your chest, and all the people before us, like, they put in the time and work, and this is where the program's been from the people before, so you gotta keep it at that standard.
Hogan, you pinch hit yesterday, you got to start today. How nice does it feel to get on base so many times today?
It feels great, just being able to kind of ease my mind a little bit. I mean, like, throughout the season, there's been some opportunities and then that I've fallen short for the team. But just being able to show up today and give whatever the team needs me to do and give my best foot forward felt amazing.
The four of you were stacked, I think 5 through 8, mm-hmm. Scored 9 runs as a group. So can you just kind of talk about the freshman class as a group and what that relationship's like?
We're very close knit. I mean, everybody kind of, I mean, gets along with everyone. Just kind of, if we get a chance to get into the game, we just want to give our best effort, help the team out, do whatever we have to do, whatever the table needs. Zach and I talk a lot. Just whatever the table needs, that's whatever you bring to the table. Just whether we're hitting 1 through 4 or we're hitting 5 through 8, whatever the game needs.
Does the group of freshmen have a nickname on the team?
No, I don't think we have a nickname or anything like that. We've got some. Maybe some individual nicknames, but not really a group.
Cole's getting ideas.
Yeah, we're thanking them on it. I like that idea. They played unbelievable. I mean, Hogan had a great day and he stayed prepared. Like Koski, he's having a great day. Back to back really good days. He swung well last night too. It's hard to sit on a bench for a while and you know, all of a sudden you get your opportunity to come in and you produce, you perform. It's really hard to do. And kudos to him.
How nice is it to have a clean defense behind you these last 3 years?
It's awesome. I mean, they put in the work. Like it was early, the early stuff, that's in the past, like it doesn't mean anything. They go to work every day like it's like they're trying to win a championship, and that's our mentality right now.
Hogan, the home run was a shot to left. Did that feel good off the bat?
Yeah, I definitely felt good. I definitely enjoyed not having to walk back to the bench, and this time taking a nice slow trot around the bases. It felt nice. Very thankful.
You almost missed first base when looking at the dugout.
I know. I was trying. Well, Zach, I usually try to give him a high five, but he was standing as close to the dugout. I was like, all right. I mean, I'm trying to get a high five. And then I looked down. I'm about past the bag. So that would have really stunk if I got that taken away. That would have really sucked.
So, Coach, can you just start off by talking about what it means to be able to hand the ball to Cole Gilley and basically have the game in the bag?
Yeah, it's quite the relaxing feeling when he's on the mound. You know, I was talking to Coach Weatherford during the game, just kind of like, if you're opposing hitting coach, what do you say? You know, what do you do? And, you know, cover this zone or sit this pitch, and he's got 5 pitches. He throws for a strike in any count, and he's just so he's so tough to square up because you don't get the same look twice. And then he can really execute. You with guys on base, he executes in. He'll get a fastball in. He can get back away. So it's just so hard to put an inning together because he typically doesn't give away free bases, and he's going to give enough of a mix to get weak contact and then get a play ball and you can get out of it. So when we recruited him from Indiana State this summer, I thought he would be good. I thought he was a cutter away from being really good. And I remember he came on his visit. We did a presentation on what we thought a cutter would do for him, like his expected batting averages on certain pitches and in no world would I have thought that he would be this good. I don't think you could ever imagine that. But we really did think he was a cutter away from, when he threw against us, a cutter away from being really good. And he's done exactly that. And he's just such an adult. He's such an awesome guy to work with every day. It's been quite the blessing.
On top of that, how important was the length that he gave you today?
It was huge, right? It's going to be a super windy day tomorrow. But one's going to blow out, you know, 20, 30 miles an hour. And so it, to be able to have that game covered and everybody kind of lined back up for tomorrow and in the best spot you can be in any day like that with a chance to win the series, it's huge. It was huge. And for that Friday crew to be able to give us the innings that they did and keep that game, you know, within reach in the entirety of it is a big deal for those guys too. So it just did a really good job the last 2 days on the mound, managing and getting our way through it with as few guys as possible after last week. So yeah, puts you in a really good position for tomorrow, and now you got to go execute it. But we're going to have every opportunity to go win this thing.
You gave Hogan an opportunity yesterday with a pinch hit. You go right on right today, and he was fantastic. Yeah. Just your initial thoughts on after?
Yeah, the big difference today was the splits. Their starter was there was a mass, almost 100-point difference between righty and lefty. And so when you see that and you have a guy that's swinging it pretty well, and you're not putting him in a real disadvantage, we feel like it was a good shot for us to take. If it hadn't worked, you know, I told Joey that before the game. He's typically been our left-handed DH versus righties. I told Joey, just be ready. You know, if this doesn't go the way we had planned, be ready. And, you know, Hogan steps in and has a really good day. That last at-bat, I would like to have back from him. That was really his kind of bread and butter, a lefty working the ball away. But, yeah, just a really good day. But really was just the splits were significantly different. And then the righty that he doubled, the splits were even bigger, maybe 150, 160-point difference. And so if it's a good matchup, then you'll want to keep that guy in there. Obviously, that's an obvious statement. But it also advances his growth, too, to be able to have more confidence against righties as he kind of grows, too. So it was a big deal for him to follow the plan, do a good job, execute, and then to have great success with it.
5 through 8, you had freshmen in the lineup today. And they scored 9 runs as a group. So yeah. What can you say about the work that they're doing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that freshman group, that bottom half, and even Stadler had 2 free bases as well. The bottom of the group is not that anybody's not, but that group is super coachable. They follow the plan really well. And they're unselfish in the way they have their at-bats. And so you're willing to hit by pitch and take a walk and hit the ball the other way. And, you know, they're aggressive to the right pitches and with guys in scoring position. And just really dutiful. And so, you know, when you can stack that kind of free base and on base percentage and quality at bats together with a group like that, then you got a chance to really open it up. But yeah, the bottom half, those freshmen were the difference in the game. Yurkoski and Hogan and all those guys driving runs in, but you know, Coop getting on base and Will getting on base a ton. You know, it's just the free base or the hit by pitch or the backside single. It's not super sexy in the box score, but man, it changes the game just kind of one base runner at a time, and then you're in a position at the top of the order to turn it back over again. So, just an incredible job from those young guys of really being mature and coachable and disciplined. And when you do that, the game rewards it, and they very seldomly get away from it. You know, they're so steadfast to it. So. Kudos to those guys. Yeah, it was a pretty fun day to watch those young guys play and compete and follow the plan. And that's what the fun part of coaching is, being able to help to guide players through it and talk to them and teach them and then have them go out and apply it and have success. It's very gratifying in totality.
Talked about Jake last night. Did you think his approach was better at the plate today?
He was trying really hard. He was trying really hard. We talked about it a lot today, but he was trying really hard. And, you know, like I told him, it's, you know, he gets pitched like Devin. You're hitting the top 3 of the lineup, and you know it's hard in, it's soft away. The next day, it's hard away and soft at your back foot. And I mean, like I told him, is every day that the opposing pitching coach does a scouting report, he says, "Don't let Taylor Dickerson or Hanley beat you. Make somebody else do it." And you're in that group, and you've earned it. You played really well to be in that group, but they are going to do everything they can to make somebody else beat them. And so when it's your first time going through it, you can learn a lot from watching Devin manage it, but it's hard. And so we talked before the game, you know, what he felt like was the number one predictor for his success, and he said pitch selection. And so we have to be really good in pitch selection, especially because they don't want to pitch to you. They want to pitch to somebody else behind you. And so there's really good days and some tough days mixed in, and you can't ride the waves. You're not the best player ever. You're not the worst player ever. You're somewhere in between. And he's doing a good job of trying to live and learn and apply and adjust and grow. And he's doing all of it for the first time. And he's doing a great job. But, yeah, his effort, his intent, his willingness was good today. That single in the sixth hole was really big, kind of gave us a little bit of a cushion there. And then he'll keep getting better. But, no, I thought his intent was good today.
Can you talk a bit about just what Devin has been doing? Obviously he's not, hitting the ball out of the park lately, right, but he is getting on base a lot. And how is he managing to do that with what you were just talking about?
Yeah, I think that we always kind of talk about there's three main cycles of life, how you pitch. You get pitched fastballs away, then you get pitched off speed, then you get pitched fastballs in, and you're somewhere in that cycle. And he just got done with, fastballs in. Now he's back to, fastballs away and off speed. So he's willing to take his singles, especially when they put that big shift on, which is, I love it when they do that. So I hope everybody continues to shift like that, because he's got great barrel control and he can flip it over there. I kind of talked about it, but he's working through some swing changes and trying to get his hands in a better position. He hammered a couple balls last night into the wind. But he's still dutiful while he's doing it, and he still impacts winning while he's doing it. He runs the bases really well. He's always aware of the situation. He's always advancing, and so when he does that, now somebody's always on base, or he's willing to take a backside hit, and those bottom guys are on base. He's willing to drive a run in. So, you could see guys be frustrated; they're not getting the extra base hit that they want. But he's the same guy, and so he's done a great job of just taking what the game gives him, and the game always comes back around, and your swing always comes back around if you're willing to go through it, and he is, and it'll come back around, and maybe it's tomorrow where all of a sudden he starts to really drive the ball, but in the meantime, let's keep having productive at bats, and let's keep running the bases well, and let's keep advancing, and we'll keep winning games.
Indiana and Illinois will conclude the series today, Sunday, April 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, with a rubber match at Illinois Field. See you at the BART.